From within the shadow of the Golden Circle Cannery, in beautiful downtown Northgate, it's the Blather on Ratbag Radio. Dave Riley speaking. And on this Australia Day, we mark our attendance here in the South Pacific by presenting a couple of eulogies. The first one concerns this dry brown land on which we all do dwell. From the four corners of Australia, here on Australia Day 2006, we celebrate this continent's great business, whatever business that may be. Sheep shit in the South Pacific, with your bar lambs and your empty sky, you big fella stretched out in sun drying, sunburnt, sleepy, empty. You lucky bastard of a country. You your own planet, your own boss cocky, claiming all the sheep shit and blowies. My country, my land, my suburban quarter-acre block with three bedrooms, VJ interior, carpeted floors, refurb kitchen and all cons. You it, you girthed by sea, you John Howard, you gloating in your wee little Aussie battlers, this small. You the underdog, you all mates. You ate bungs, puffs, sheilas, but love a shag, a beer and a day at the footy. You say, up there, Kazali, and watch the replay on the box. God, you love this country, but never say it till you're pissed. You love the RSL, same thing. You can play the pokies, have a beer, and feel real proud to be an Aussie. Too right. Waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing with me. Green and gold to win. You say, don't put that in your mouth, some Chinaman could have been wiping his bum with it. You say, wog. You say, we're not racist. You say, please explain. You say what they want you to say. You say, let's go for a swim. So you stretch out in the border of sand with 15 Protector Plus and the kids and work on your melanoma. You sleep in this land of the real long smoko. Work, breed, and then you die. But first we celebrate the day of all days, Australia Day, day one. And with chicken pox and poison bait and murder and rape, we peopled the empty place down under with those who could speak as we do and know an abbo when we see one. The day we began, way back when one flag could claim it all. So with a sprig of wattle in our hand, we celebrate from whence we came. Australians, you true blue sons and daughters of Oz, I ask you to charge your glasses and raise your voices, and let's hear it for all those dinky dyes out there. Australians, let us rejoice, for we are young and free, etc.
Hans Island.
Hans Island.
The podcast that's off on a tangent. It's supposed to be specifically about that little island just west of Greenland.
What?
But it's turning out to be more about all the other things that no one knows or gives a monkeys about. Meet Jesper Rasmussen, the well-meaning activist that always misses the point entirely and ends up in conflict with the law.
I don't know.
Or his brain.
Mr. Rasmussen, we've been expecting you.
And finally, mild-mannered environmental man. Welcome to Hans Island.
Hans Island is Hans Island. As they say, Hans Island is a delightful podcast. Because it is so quirky. And I like to think very satirical. And I'm addicted to it. And I can't wait for each episode to come forth. Whatever it gets up to, and you never know. But since Hans Island didn't give you details of where Hans Island is located, now let's just say that Hans Island is located at a particular spot in some ocean somewhere. I think it's the Atlantic, and it has something to do with Greenland and maybe a little bit to do with Iceland and the North Atlantic Current and all those bits and pieces. But let's just say if we were talking digitally, that is, we wanted to listen to Hans Island rather than actually go there, you need to find, you need to go looking for Hans Island on the web at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. That's www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. And from there, just subscribe, as I do. And you'll be so glad you did. Okay, we're going to Kerry Pattaker, shall we? Put a voice on. Kerry Francis Bullimore Packer, reluctantly. Kerry Francis Bullimore Packer, reluctantly. Kerry Francis Bullimore Packer ran out of petrol and reluctantly died of kidney failure on Boxing Day. He was 68. When I look back at a life such as his, I am reminded that we are all victims of the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. In Kerry's case, this amounted to $100 million, being the amount bequeathed to him by his late father, Clyde. Such a fortune is, in anyone's estimation, pretty outrageous. When dear old Aunt Maud passes on and leaves you Uncle Reg's ashes, the budgerigar, Tiddles the cat, and a month's supply of kitty litter, you need to spare a fort for the heavy burden of responsibility the young Kerry had to bear. No one asked him what he thought. It wasn't his choice to be born a packer. Maybe, we don't know, but maybe, he yearned for a simpler and easier life. Regrettably, we will not know the answer, as Kerry Francis Bullimore Packer, now deceased, could only live the one life that was allotted him. Someone had to break the sports boycott of South Africa. To imagine Channel 9 without a Packer at the helm seems almost un-Australian, does it not? And what's a polo pony to do without a rider? So you gotta cut the man some slack. Sure, he was a rich so-and-so, and he died with a net worth of around $6.5 billion, give or take $100 million here or there. But come on, all he could do was his best as he saw it within the bounds of his legacy. That's the most we can ask of any of our children. He had a dicky heart and dodgy kidneys, remember, and he was addicted to gambling. And you know how deep a hole the pokies can make in a pension check. With Kerry, it was the same, although the holes were deeper, even if the checks were larger. So it's relative, I guess. He was one of us who nonetheless had his own crosses to bear. I think we often forget that. He may have been a packer, rather than your Joe Average, but at heart, and a faulty heart it was too, Kerry Packer knew which cricket team to barrack for. He may have been a gambler, but he knew gambling's demons and had the good sense to own some of the casinos he wagered in. There's a lesson there that we tend to ignore. He may have been a tycoon in every sense of the word, but he was, after all, our tycoon. Here was a man who could stand up to the likes of foreign multinationals like Rupert Murdoch's and proclaim that we Australians prefer to give our money to the local guy. He could say that and mean it. Every word of it. Makes you so darn proud, it does. Whether we're watching Channel 9 or reading Women's Weekly or dropping the food money on the pokies, each of us, in our own small way, will be doing our bit to ensure that future generations of packers won't have to work as hard for their next billion as their dear old dead dad had to. I want you to keep listening to Ratbag Radio, and the best way to keep listening to Ratbag Radio is to subscribe. And subscription details can be had from our webpage. That's at ratbagradio.blogspot.com. That is our URL address, ratbagradio.blogspot.com. And if you want to get in touch with us and leave a message, of any nature, that is, you can email us at ratbagradio@yahoo.com.au. That's ratbagradio@yahoo.com.au. You can also subscribe to our Ratbag Radio through iTunes. Just look us up in the politics or satire section.